We are going. All right, welcome everybody to Hebrew Club on this beautiful Thursday. Yeah, we are in 2 Samuel chapter 13, and we're about ready to start verse 4, kind of a crucial part in this whole story here. Again, verse 4 of chapter 13, 2 Samuel, and remember, we find out that Amnon is in love with Tamar. So this is the episode of Tamar, and we're going to pick it up right at verse 4, where Yonadav, Amnon's friend, is talking to him. Remember, it ended with Yonadav was a very wise man. So he comes up with this not-so-great idea. Verse 4. Vayomer lo, madu ata kach adal ben hamelech baboker baboker. Halo tagid li. Vayomer lo Amnon, et Tamar achot av shalom achi ani ohev. And he said, this is Yonadav talking, and he said to him, Madua, why are you kaka? Why are you thus or so? This is actually the preposition kaf plus ka, and it really goes with the next word, dal. So dal, in other contexts, means poor, economically poor, poor in spirit. But here we would say, why are you so downcast? All right. Why are you doing so poorly, or something like that? Ben Hamelech, O son of the king, and probably better, O prince. Okay. Baboker, baboker. Notice it's very woodenly. In the morning, and this is just a very common way to indicate a distributive notion. Day after day, or morning after morning. We would say day after, or morning after morning. So, why are you so downcast, O prince, morning after morning? Baboker, baboker. Okay? Halo tagid li. Notice that this halo is a question. Tagid is a hifil from Nagad. Won't you tell me? Will you not tell me? See, so why are you so downcast morning after morning? Won't you tell me? Pause. And he said to him, Amnon. And Amnon said to him, Et Tamar. Notice he fronts the verb with the direct object. Notice the word order. Tamar, the sister of Absalom. Now notice how, I think it's key here that you see how she's identified. She's not identified as the daughter of so-and-so or any other relationship. She's identified as Absalom's sister because it plays large in the rest of the story, notice. So Tamar, the sister of Absalom, my brother, Ani Ohev, I love. All right. Notice here, just kind of as a point of grammar, I looked this up. When you want to, it's used 18 times. See the verb ahav, to love. When you want to say I love someone 18 times, it's the perfect, I love. About twice that many with a participle, either I loved or he loves or something like that, so present tense. The imperfect is used only twice. So that just shows you when you're talking about states as opposed to actions, stative verbs, the more common, most common, when you want to say a present state, like I am old or I am in love or I hate, is to use the perfect tense. Very rarely will you see the imperfect. It is possible with some words. All right, but you'll also see a participle, so notice how participle fills in. And here you would translate present tense, the sister of Absalom, I love. Okay, so notice ohev is simply a call participle, ohev, just like coattail. All right, any questions through 5? Pretty simple grammar there, okay? Here's Yonadav's big idea. Vayomer lo Yehonadav. Shkav al mishkavika vehitchal uva avika liroteka veamarte lav tavo natamar achoti vetavreni lechem veasta leinai et habirya lema'an asher ereh vekal miyada. Okay. Jonadab said to him, Shkav, call imperative, okay, lie down on Mishkaveka, on your bed. Notice how Mishkaveka is the noun. You just add a mem to the verbal root, becomes the noun. So lie down on your bed. Vehitchal We had this word earlier in the last. It's from chala. In the call, it means to be weak or to be sick. But notice that this is a hit pael. And remember, in verse 2, we translated it as it was so distressing to Amnon that he made himself sick. So here, it's a little different nuance. Lie on your bed and hit chal. This is, again, a hit pael imperative. And act as if you're sick. Play sick. And hit pael can sometimes have that nuances to act or to play the part of. So act like you are sick. Okay? Uva vika. Now notice that this is just a vav plus the perfect from Bo. And your father will come, lirot, to see you. Call infinitive construct from ra'ah. Your father will come to see you. And you should say to him. Okay, so notice how you have two vav plus verb clauses there. And the first one, you might want to translate it just as temporal. When your father comes to see you, ve'amarta, say to him as follows. Okay? Tavo na tamar. Notice you have tavo as a call imperfect, third feminine, na, the particle of politeness. So he suggests that you talk very politely, deferentially. So tamar is the subject. And say to him, please let Tamar, achoti, my sister. Notice he emphasizes now the relationship, my sister. Please let Tamar, my sister, because now it kind of appears more innocent. See? Okay. So please let Tamar, my sister, come, tavo. Vetavreni, and let her fix some lechem, some food. This vetavreni, the root is bait. Resh hey, bara, and it means to, in the call, it means to eat. What conjugation is this one? It's a hifil imperfect. Notice the patak under the tav. So not to eat, but to cause to eat or to fix. And let her fix for me, notice the ni suffix, let her fix for me some lechem, some food. Okay? Vaasta, and let her make it. This, now notice the difference. With ve tavreni, you have vav plus the imperfect. Here you have a vav plus perfect. And notice again, you see some flexibility in usage because we would still translate this with adjusive force. Notice he's making a request all the way through. Please let Tamar, my sister, come and let her make me some food, lechem, and let her make it. Notice we understand the object. Let her make it, le'enai, in my presence or before me. Okay? And notice the object is ha birya. And let her make before me the food. Birya is again the noun from bara, the verb. Okay? So that, and that now notice, here's another kind of unnecessary word with the asher, and you would render it with the lama'an. So it's lama'an asher. So that I might see, ere'eh. So that I might see and I might eat miyada, from her hand. So notice he's asking David's permission for Tamar to come make some food and prepare the food before him so that he could see it and take it from her hand. All right? Now, there's a cultural gap here between us and them in that we don't know what the customs were and kind of why this would even be carried out or thought about, you know, why in his presence, you know, we can suppose because he's the king, he wants to know where the food comes from, he wants to see that it's made properly, he can give directions, who knows? I mean, notice that there's a cultural thing here that we are not quite aware of what's going on that would lead Yonadav to make this request and make it sound plausible to David, but evidently, you know, we can assume that this kind of thing was not that uncommon, so that, hey, this is a pretty good plan. It would be kind of a normal thing to do. Jim, you had a question? Okay. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah. Michael.
Shakav is the lie down or have sex with.
It can be used right. So notice here in this context, we will see it used in the other context in a few verses. And it has that meaning, to actually have sexual relations.
Right.
Here it's not. It's just simply lie down on your bed.
Right, but there's another word that's also just like lie down in order to rest, right? I was just wondering.
Oh, nuach, nuach.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Sort of like if you can select a word that has just one strict meaning for lying down, versus a word that means lie down in this case, but also sort of foreshadows.
Right. No, this one doesn't. I would say that you don't do that. So shakab is just a normal word with to lie down.
Okay.
Notice in English we would say, we can use lie in the same way. Lie with me. We all know when we say lie with me, we mean not just, oh, lay down with our backs to each other. See? But we can also say, hey, lie down on the couch and rest, with no connotation at all that there's any sex or anything involved. See? So no, again, the context of usage determines the meaning. Okay, good. Good question. Any other questions through verse 5? Okay, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayitchal, vayavo hamelech lir oto, vayomer Amnon el hamelech, tavona tamar achoti, utela babe, le'enai shte levivot, ve'evra miyada. Okay, verse 6. So Amnon lay down, vayishkav, vayitchal, and he acted as if he were sick. Vayitchal, again the same root. Notice it's just mirroring what we saw in the previous verse. And the king came to see him, okay, as we might expect. And Amnon said to the king, now notice the word order here. If you just look at the first three words of verse 5, when you have a verb plus a short preposition, the preposition follows the verb, then the subject. Notice Vayomer lo Yehonadav in verse 5. It's customary in verse 6 when you have a longer prepositional phrase, it's more customary for it to follow the subject. So notice you have Vayomer Amnon el Hamelech. So you don't have Vayomer el Melech Amnon. That would be less common. This is kind of a more standard way to do it. When you have a longer prepositional phrase, it tends to come at the end of the clause. Short preposition after the verb. It's kind of, you'll see that a lot more. So Amnon said to the king, Tavo na Tamar. Notice how he says, please let Tamar, my sister, come. U tela bev. And let her, this is a very, I think it occurs only here, this root with this meaning, lavav. This is the word that in other contexts we get the word lave to heart. And there's a verb that means to encourage or to, connotations of love with it. But here, it seems to mean something totally different, to make cakes. Let her make, in my presence, shte levivot, two cakes. So again, notice you have this verb, lavav, and then you have this noun, leviva. Okay, you don't have to put these on your vocab cards, because I think they only occur in these verses with this meaning. So let her make before my eyes shite, that's two. Notice it's in construct with the noun levivo, two cakes. And let me eat. See, this is from bara again. So it's just a call imperfect, first common singular. And let me eat from yada, from her hand. I guess, I don't know if he wanted her to actually feed him, if that's what that means, or if this is some kind of idiom for some other action. Maybe it just means simply, and let me eat from her serving it or something like that. I don't know if it means like feed like a baby, but maybe it does. I don't know. Jim.
Well, here, we're talking about the verb lavav.
Yeah.
And that's just coming from the same, that's related to the same noun as levavot. Right?
Yeah.
So
again, you've seen that.
That came in from a nearby.
Well, most. Yeah, I can't remember if it occurs more commonly in cognate language, but yeah. And some suggest then that actually the verb is based on the noun levivot.
Okay. But so okay. We don't really have to mess with trying to explain why heart has
no.
To do with cakes.
In other words, it has nothing to do with it. Right. Right. Nothing to do with heart-shaped cakes or anything. Again, nothing like that. It's just a different meaning for the same root. It's just like happens all the time in English. We don't even think about it.
Yeah.
All right, good question. Anything through 6? All right, verse 7. Vayishlach David el Tamar habaita lemor Lekina Beit Amnon Achik Va'asi Lo Habirya. Okay. So David sent for Tamar Habaita, to the house. Notice you have this locative hey on Baita. So David sent for Tamar to the house. We would say sent to the house for Tamar. And probably Beit is probably better translated palace. All right, because we're assuming that that's what it's referring to. Saying, Lekina, please come. Leki is call imperative feminine singular from halak. So the masculine singular is lake, leki. Lake, and then the feminine is leki, what you have here. Please come. Notice he's making a request, polite request, na. Please come, Beit Amnon, to the house of Amnon, your brother. Again, notice they're at, he keep, you add your brother. But notice, Tamar doesn't need your brother to identify who he is. She knows Amnon, right? We assume that they grew up together. But it's emphasizing certain relationships here to kind of maybe raise up the seriousness of what's going to happen, you know. So this is sister-brother relationship is being highlighted here. In the dialogue. Everybody see that? It's really not necessary for us to understand or for Tamar, but it's added. See? And we've seen that all the way through. So please come to the house of Amnon, your brother, va'asi, and make for him. Notice again, feminine singular imperative, asi. Make for him ha-birya, some food. Okay? Questions through seven. Notice that the use of the definite article on birya is a little unusual from an English perspective, but it's because the cultural frame is foreign to us. If I would say to you, "We're going to the beach and we're going to the beach today and we're going to walk in the sand," so you would all know what I mean by the sand, and it's quite natural because you have in your minds what beaches are and what sands are. So the definite article there is very common. So notice that we're dealing with a cultural gap here, and it uses habir ya because it's very familiar to them what's going on in this circumstance. See? And so in English we would say some food or even indefinite, bring to him food. See? Because we're not familiar culturally with what's going on in the setting, in the frame of the story. Okay. So again, that's why it's kind of hard to negotiate actual function of some definite articles in Hebrew. Okay, verse 8. Vatelek Tamar Beit Amnon Achia Vehu Shokev Vatikach et ha Batzek Vatalash Vatelabeb Leinav Vatevashel et ha Levivot. Okay. So Tamar went, Vatelek from Halak. So Tamar went to the house of Amnon Achi. Here it is again. Her brother. Okay, now notice this circumstantial clause, this background. We have who plus a participle. Now, he was lying down, as we would expect. Va-tikach, and she took, okay, va-tikach from lakach, and she took et ha-batzek. Batzek is the word for dough. And she took the dough. Va-ta-lash, this is from the root lush. It's a hollow verb, call, in vav consecutive, and it means to knead, you know, what you do with the dough. So she took the dough, and she kneaded it. Yep, pizza pie. Vatela babe, here it is. And she made cakes, le'enav, in his presence, before his eyes. Vatevashel, this is a pl in vav consecutive from bashal. And she cooked the levivot, and she cooked the cakes. Okay. We can do one more verse here. Vatikach, verse 9, and she took et ha masrate. And she took the masrate, is used only here, it's something like a pan, some kind of cooking utensil. And she took the pan. Vayitzok. This is, if you look, this is from the root yud, zayin, kof, yatzak. And it's a call, imperfect, vav consecutive, and it means to, usually means to pour out with liquid. But it must mean here, she took the pan and she spread it out before him, you know, or served it before him or something like that. So she baked the cakes, served it. Notice lefanav, before him. Now here's the ploy. Vayema'ein. What conjugation is this? Anyone see it? From the root ma'an? Vayema'ein. Say it again. Piel. Notice it's a piel. The aleph doesn't take the dagesh, but spits it out. But he refused le'ekol to eat. Call infinitive construct. But he refused to eat. Vayomer Amnon. Then Amnon said, Hotziu kol ish me'alai. Hotziu is the imperative hifil from Yatza. The call means to go out. Hifil means send out, cause to go out. Okay. So Amnon said, make every man go out from me. Vayetsu. So every person went out from him. Maybe ish here shouldn't be just male, but men, but people in general. So everyone went out from him. Okay, now, Tamar probably got a little uncomfortable at that point.
All right. Not soon.
If not, soon will happen. So yeah, this is kind of out of the ordinary probably. You know, I mean, you'd think you'd have someone there. But anyway, so we will see what happens next week with the Tamar story. Thanks very much for coming, y'all. Have a great week.
I know it is.
Yeah. It is. It's like a soap opera.